Happy Wednesday, everybody. Thank you so much, as always, for downloading or streaming the Be Our Guest podcast. So glad to hear from more of your listener questions, including a great question from listener Steve in Hudson Valley, New York, asking about a couple things. First of all, about putting 2021 tickets on a package and if those dates can be moved later on down the line for the 50th anniversary celebration. So we'll talk about that. And also tips for the water parks. How do lockers work? Do they have cabanas? Other things like that for visiting Typhoon Lagoon and Blizzard Beach. Plus, we have lots more questions, so stand by for fun Disney talk. Don't forget, you can support the show three ways. Book your next trip with the great folks over at the Magic for Less Travel. They are the best of the best. They're a platinum earmarked agency, which means Disney has recognized them for being the best of the best for the amount of trips they book each year and for the feedback they get from each guest. So drop by themagicforless.com, check out all the great trip planning tools, and while you're there, fill out that free, no-obligation quote form and put the Be Our Guest podcast on that quote form as in the part where it asks where you heard about them. And you and I are going to be planning that next Disney vacation together. So check them out today over at themagicforless.com. Please also use our Amazon affiliate link. Thanks to everybody who has been using that. It helps so very much when you shop online. It's an easy way. It costs you nothing and it supports the show. Just use BeOurGuestPodcast.com/Amazon. Finally, if you want to be a part of the show, kind of behind the scenes, become a patron over at Patreon.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. We have polls, pictures, discussions, and of course, the mini podcast, Mike in the Midwest, which comes out every Thursday. This week, we're talking about the sounds of summer. Sounds good to me. So check it out today over at Patreon.com/BeOurGuestPodcast.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to episode 1715 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rallman from BeOurGuestPodcast.com and one of the senior agents over at the Magic for Less Travel. Happy Wednesday to you. Hope you are surviving this heat wave here in the United States this week. It has been smoking hot here in Missouri, and I know it is other places around the country. So I don't know if this is like God's way of telling us we got to stay socially distanced and stay inside again because you walk outside and it punches you in the nose, the heat and the humidity. But, you know, get out, get those runs for all the lizards early in the morning before that sun burns you to death, and then get back in and chill out and listen to podcasts. We approve of that. So today we are, of course, going to be answering your listener questions and leading us off. Well, I hope we have baseball and hope we have leadoff hitters here soon. We'll have to see. It's kind of falling apart at the time of recording, but we're crossing our fingers that it'll happen down where a lot of the bad news actually for baseball is happening. We have Ricky from the mouseforless.com and touringplans.com. What's up, Ricky?
Who has two thumbs and has the Hamilton soundtrack stuck in her head? This girl.
Oh, man.
So I had never seen Hamilton before it came out on Disney Plus. I kind of avoided it because, you know,
I really because it was expensive. That's why. Yes, that's why.
Oh,
I think
yeah,
a lot of
I
us
really
did.
Yeah, that was it. I really wanted to see it live, and I could never get tickets here in Atlanta. So then when they said it was going to be on Disney Plus, and I was like, it's the real, you know, the real people who were in Hamilton. I was like, I can't pass that up. So now I've seen it and I love it. And it's stuck in my head, and I can't get it out. I legit have been just singing songs over and over again. So, and they're different songs, which is the most interesting part. It's like not the same one.
The funny thing is, I saw a lot of people on social media say, and I haven't seen it. I'm not a musicals guy. Like, I do not watch musicals. Actually, the one night, I think it was like Saturday night or something, because there's no sports. I mean, like, I'm so lost right now. So anyway, I flip on Disney Plus. And, you know, I'm like, maybe I'll check it out. But then it shows us, you know how like it has suggestions, like it knows you better than you know yourself.
It says
suggested for you, Disneyland's Man in Space special. And it's from
that
like 1952.
Right up your alley, man.
I'm like, yes. Dude, that's way better than a musical. I'm like, OK, so here's what happens. I guarantee you. Somebody at Disney Plus Mission Control is like looking at all, you know, this wall of monitors, and every like person, every subscriber, 50 million people are watching Hamilton at the same time. They're like, beep, beep, beep. Somebody in Missouri is watching Man in Space with Wernher von Braun and Ward Kimball. That person had to have hit the wrong button. He meant to watch Hamilton. No, I was actually enjoying it. So, yeah, it was weird.
Oh, that's funny.
It was good, though. I liked it. It was before anybody had ever gone into space. Crazy.
That's the kind of stuff that I love that they're putting on Disney Plus, though, besides things like Hamilton. But, like, those specials that Disney used to do back in the day like that, that is exactly the kind of stuff I'm here for.
Totally.
I'm all over that.
And now I'm all over prop culture. I've been watching that.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one, too. Yeah.
We'll see. Yeah. All right. So Pam Forrester not here today because she had what is deemed a national emergency in her house. It is an AC emergency, no air conditioning, 90 degree heat. So we can all sympathize. So, and it's her birthday week too. So
yes,
happy
birthday.
She got
to get that air conditioner.
That's right. Steve's getting her an air conditioner, I guess. But we have a pinch hitter right here. You know him. We all know him. We love him. Hashtag Scotty G. Scott up in Michigan. What's up, Scotty?
Hey, Mike and Ricky. I just want to say I'll never live up to the legend that Pam Forrester is. She's one of my best friends. I will never be able to fill her shoes fully, but I'm happy to come in as a pitch hitter. I was curious if I was going to come from the bullpen or from the bench as a hitter when Ricky was leading off. I was happy with either one of those.
Here's the question, Scott, though. Would you take, if you're coming out of the bullpen, would you take the bullpen car or would you come in on your own two legs there?
I would God, who was it that like sprinted out? Oh, I think it was a reliever for the Tigers. Actually, a lot of people might, but Todd Jones, I think, old Tiger. Like, I think he just sprinted out of the bullpen at full blast. That's what I would do.
There you go. That's it. Show a little hustle. You know, set the example by taking care of it. All right, so let's get to the inbox here. It's why you're here, not a baseball talk. Even though God, I hope we get some baseball to talk about here soon. We have a question from Steven. He's in Hudson Valley, New York. He says, "Mike, love the show. Thanks for all you do. Two quick questions." One, if you buy 2021 Disney World tickets and reserve parks for July, is there any way to change these dates to later in the year? We really want to be part of the 50th, and I'm hoping they'll start the celebration early, but if not, we may want to push back our dates. So I do know this one because this is like what I've been doing like for my entire existence for the past 3 weeks. Yes. Okay, so let me just tell you some of the things that we've run into this year as opposed to any other year that's different that we've not had to consider. First of all, the theme park reservation system changes everything. So in the past, what has happened with bookings into the next year? Like right now we're in 2020. So bookings into 2021 for this example is that we could book these basic packages that just had the room, but it was a package. So all you do is call Disney and say, okay, now we got a package. We're just going to throw some tickets on there. That's different than if you have a room only reservation where to add tickets to a room only, you got to cancel the room only, rebook, start from scratch, which is Disney has told me ever since I've been doing this for 10 years, they have two different systems for room only and packages. And I guess they do. They're Disney, though. I mean, they make cool stuff. Like, how can they not have a system that cancels both? That's what I always ask myself every time. I don't know why they say that. So I guess it's true. So anyway, yes, you can do that. But here's the trick. I mean, you're going to, it's, everything's based on availability. So the thing is that as of the time we're recording right now, Disney's only allowing us to book packages that check out. Now the checkout date has to typically be within 499 days, which right now would be into November, 2021. But we think because of the theme park reservation system is only loaded through that date, September 26, 2021, That's why we can't book these, because everybody's looking for October 1st, right? You know, big Disney fans. Dr. Kai, trust me, I'm checking every day. Chris Smith down in Alabama, I'm checking every day for you too. We have these hardcore Disney fans that want to be there on October 1st. I get it. And I'm doing this every morning, but it's only shown availability through the 26th of September, 2021 for checkouts. It'll just show like no rooms available for any resort, any date beyond that. So we're working that. So yes, what I would do is exactly what you're saying. I'd book a package with tickets for July. And then later on this year, hopefully later on this summer, you can push that to October if you want, or November, whatever you're looking for. But it's always based on availability. So you might not get, you know, the contemporary theme park view room, which is really hot, or Polynesian theme park view, you know, or Grand Floridian. But that is, that's the way to go about that. I would do that. You know, I'm curious because we have high demand for October, beginning of October 2021. But again, like my guest base is way different than a typical travel agent's because we're hardcore fans. I mean, if you're listening to this show, like, you know, most people don't know what October 1st, 2021 is going to be. Like, oh, well, it's being Halloween. You know, they don't care. Mm-hmm. They don't know. But we know. And so we want those rooms that are kind of, you know, hard to get. So that's it. Now, here's the second one. I'm going to ask you guys about this one. He asks, can you give some tips and tricks for the water parks? We've been to the world multiple times, but never been to a water park. How do the lockers, do they have lockers? Do they have cabanas to rent? And are they worth it, etc.? Thanks again, and be safe, Steve, in Hudson Valley. So, Scott, you've gone to the water parks, right?
I've only been once. I went to Typhoon. It was part of a, with your DVC annual pass, like the Gold Pass. It was included for free one summer, and we're like, heck yeah, let's take advantage of this and try it out. And we enjoyed it a lot. So I had no experience at Blizzard Beach. We didn't rent a locker. It was kind of like a chill day, you know. We just kind of relaxed, hit the wave pool a lot. Emily and I did a couple things while Elizabeth just kind of laid out. But it was hot. So one thing I would recommend, like, I know not everyone may be able to do this. It might be a DPC thing, but I really want to go to one of those parties that they have at the water parks, like at night. Like, that would just be so awesome. It'd still be hot, but it'd be much cooler. Wouldn't have to worry about sunscreen and all that. That would be my ideal way to hit up a water park for sure.
Yeah, that's, and they had the, what was it called? It was at Typhoon Lagoon. It was scheduled for the summer, the H2O Glow Nights, I think is what it was called. They did it last year. That's a great tip, that if you're going to pay the money to go into the water park, if you don't have, and back in the day, we used to go all the time because we had the Ultimate Park Hopper ticket. It was just included with your ticket. So we went every trip. Now I'm a tightwad. We haven't gone like in forever because you got to pay extra because my annual pass doesn't cover it. But yeah, I would definitely do all those night things because I'm totally a night swimmer when I go to Walt Disney World because I get so sunburned. And I'm not a big swimmer, but at night the water's warm and you got like the DJ and you got the glow stuff. I think it'd just plus the part. It'd be kind of like a hard ticket event. Yeah, well, it is a hard ticket event, but I mean, it's kind of like a Halloween party or Christmas party in the Magic Kingdom. But
with a unique experience, it's something that you're used to just being in a, you know, sweating in your shorts and your shirt and Magic Kingdom or whatever, but instead you'll just have a swimsuit on and be able to jump in the water. Like, that sounds ideal to me for a nighttime party.
For real. What about you, Ricky? You've been to both?
I have. I love Blizzard Beach. It is my favorite over both of them. So I would much rather be at Blizzard Beach. And I think that, like I said, it's been a while. Like you, Mike, I used to go all the time with the Ultimate Park Hopper, which was the most fantastic thing ever.
I love that. Even though I know that they said the justification was that with Magic Your Way, you're only paying for what you're going to use. But I'm like the kind of person, I like all-inclusive stuff. Even if I know I'm paying a little extra, like, I just don't think about it. I'd rather, okay, I paid the bill, now let's go have fun and do whatever you want. That's why I like cruises. Yeah.
No, exactly. So I do miss that. I also think that it is a better choice to go to maybe like an H2O Glow Night. Now, they only have it at Typhoon Lagoon. I wish they had an option for Blizzard Beach because that is, like I said, my favorite. But since they don't, you know, I would totally do H2O Glow Nights too because you, like you said, it's not as hot. You're not baking in the sun, all, you know, while you're waiting, standing in line for, you know, the slides and everything like that, which is my least favorite thing to do, is just sit there and bake in the sun. Whenever I hang out at the pool anywhere, you will find me in the shade always. Mm-hmm. Like, if I'm by the pool, no one else sit me in the sun. I am always in the shade. So I would much prefer to go to like an H2O Glow Night because of that fact. It's dark and it's still really hot out. Like, it's not like it's like really chilly out
but the sun the not beating on you makes the world a difference, I think.
Absolutely, 100%. So I'm with you on that one.
So he asked about the cabanas. Yes, they do have cabanas. I mean, again, your privacy and having those lounge chairs you don't have to battle for, because that's like the currency of a water park, is getting your water, your lounge chairs and setting up camp wherever you want. That's gold. You have that set. They have, you know, waters for you. They do have lockers you can rent, throw your stuff in. So, yes, they have all those things. So, I mean, they're well thought out and they're very well themed and they're a lot of fun. So I'd encourage you, you know, if you're even thinking about it, go. They're a blast.
I haven't done the locker or the cabana rentals at Disney, but I did do them at Universal, their Volcano Bay. And it's kind of the same setup. They have everything that you'll need and you can just relax there and you know, chill in your own little space. And they're, the cabana is so nice when you actually have the ability to just know you have a space and know that it's relatively safe, that people aren't going to be, you know, going, potentially going through your stuff, you know, like that makes me feel a lot better. So I very much suggest to possibly do a cabana if that's on your radar of something that you want to do.
Absolutely. And listener John, he is in Pennsylvania. He says, went to a DVC party at Typhoon Lagoon a couple years ago. It was terrific. It's the one and only time we've been to a water park. But he said that was awesome, which is basically the same thing as like this glow park or glow deal. And of course, those have been canceled for 2020. But again, we're hoping things get back to normal for 2021. Mm-hmm. Listener Jessica sent in a quick email. It says, I blame you, with a smiley face. It says, hey, Mike, Ricky, and Pam, as I am making a list of restaurants for our eventual return to Walt Disney World, I keep typing into my notes the Regal Beagle rather than the Regal Eagle. And yes, that's it's fantastic. Your fault, she says. And she says, I'm also optimistically adding Space 220 to my list.
Yes.
So I just had to throw that in there. Yes, that's awesome. The Beagle. That's right. And you'll see Larry when you go in. So that's it. Jennifer from just down the way in O'Fallon, Missouri says, thinking about adding on Tables in Wonderland, if I can add it to my annual pass, are there limitations aside from it not being applicable to refillable mugs? What about food and wine kiosks? Do you have tables, Scott? Because I know I've had
I have tables, and you can now use them at the kiosk. So basically, it's most table services. And if you go to the website, they'll have a breakdown of where you can use those. It's not really at counter services, unless if you're at some of the value food courts. That's where the hack.
Oh, yeah, it is. That is a hack. Our Port Orleans, too. Yeah, French Quarter.
No, I think... I don't know if French Quarter works because there's a table service restaurant there, Boat Rights.
No, French Quarter doesn't have one. That's Riverside.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
maybe French Quarter, Art of Animation. Yeah, you're right. That's counter service hack. Yeah, exactly.
Yep, because what happens with the Tables of Wonderland, there's an 18% gratuity that's added. So you get the 20% off, then they add the 18% gratuity back on. But if you use it at a value, say you're at Pop Century and you're just getting like a quick breakfast or whatever, that's what I'll use it a lot there, and you just get the straight 20% off. And I tell you, it's totally worth it. I love having the Tables of Wonderland. It's included for alcohol purchases too. Yeah, at like the lounge. Actually, I think they removed the lounges, but at the restaurants, at the table services. So you make you get a lot of your money in return just there alone. Like there's been a time where I bought, because I renew it every time, where we bought it, and then 2 days later we got our value back, because that's how good we eat down there.
Yeah, and I mean, obviously, the thing is too with tables is that you got to, if you're going to use it and you want to use like the table, you know, like eight people, it's got to be on one bill. But if you can swing that, that's how you can make the money back on a table's purchase, like really fast. Like where, you know, like one person pays the bill that has the card, and then you shoot them, you know, you Venmo them or, you know, whatever, and divide it up. Yeah, that's.
We've done that a lot of times. Via Napoli is one place I remember where we had like two table holders, because we had like a group of 20. Mm-hmm. And so we just used two cards, and then they just took it off the whole bill, and everyone just handed cash or however you want to do it. Yeah, but it if you go to table service restaurants and you like to have a cocktail here and there, like, it's totally worth it to me.
Does Moose has one, I hope, right? They have a card.
I think my friends Moose and Jocelyn do have one. I think any annual pass holder that goes down there needs to have one. I really do.
You know what? I always had one until it was about 3 or 4 years ago, where they really kind of kicked in some nice AP discounts on dining. And then I kind of got away from it just because, like, I don't drink that much. And, you know, it's like I save a little money. But you're right. I probably would have made money on it in the end. Yeah. I just didn't get it.
And Joanne makes a good point in the chat, because you witnessed us doing this, Mike, on the last time you and I were down there in January, is that the free valet parking.
Yeah.
So you and I and Elizabeth and my family, we went to a couple places and we just valeted, had dinner, used tables, headed out, and boom, didn't have to pay for valet, which is a huge benefit.
Yeah, you totally feel like a high roller, too, when you do that. Here, take the car. All right, she says, rapid fire, quick hit, no hedging. The Plaza lunch reservation or a quick service at the Magic Kingdom. I guess she meant, she says Grand Floridian Cafe or the way, she's got three of them.
Okay.
So the Plaza lunch reservation or a quick service at the Magic Kingdom?
Plaza lunch for me.
I like Plaza lunch too. Yeah.
Plaza.
Yeah. It's
cool. I don't like counter service in Magic Kingdom.
It's not my favorite. The only thing I really like is Pecos Bills, and that's, you know, after you've had Pecos Bills at least once in your trip, you're like, let's find a different place to go.
That's fine. I like snacking around there.
Well, especially the Plaza is small though. That is like the smallest, right? I mean, that's smaller than the old Beaches and Cream in my opinion.
It is
tiny in there. And we've had breakfast there a few times since we've done the breakfast, and we really like it. I know the question was about lunch, but definitely I'll do the lunch.
Well, I was going to say also, since they took away Be Our Guest as a real lunch option now, with now it being a signature at lunch as well, I mean, really, there's not a lot of options, I feel like, at the Magic Kingdom still. You know, there's okay options if you want, like, Casey's or Cosmic Rays or Columbia Harbor House, but I still feel like I would rather have the Plaza and just go there.
Yep. It's cool atmosphere and good food. They have, actually, for dinner, they have really good meatloaf. Let's see. So she also says Grand Floridian Cafe or the Wave.
Ooh.
Grand Flow Cafe.
Did they say for lunch or?
I think so. But I mean, I like the Grand Floridian Cafe all meals. Scott, I've never been there.
Grand Flow Cafe, that lobster burger is one of my favorites. Yeah. I love that thing.
That's true. I had really good shrimp and grits, I think, at the Grand Floridian Cafe the last time I ate there. So if it's breakfast, though, I'm going to say the Wave. So hands down, like 100%. The Wave is one of my favorite places to go for breakfast.
I do like the Wave, and we have one of the servers listen to our podcast religiously. So we're not down in the Wave. We just like Grand Floridian.
No.
I love that Grand Floridian. Mike, remember you and I had a romantic brunch?
Yes, we did.
Like a half marathon there.
Yeah, we did. We're like, dude, I'm so hungry.
He gave us a table by the window with a candle. He
gave us a rose. Yeah, totally. It was like The Bachelor or something. Awesome. And finally, Homecoming or Boathouse? I'm Homecoming all the way. That may be different for you guys.
The meal kind of depends. I love that brunch at Homecoming, but like I stand with Boathouse. Boathouse has the Gibson Burger, is one of the best burgers I ever had. I know I just talked about another burger. I'm going to fire up the grill after the show and make some burgers, I guess. But I love Homecoming. The menu can be a little overwhelming. There's a lot on there, but like I have like my one or two favorites that I really like. I love the atmosphere, like with the boats, and the bar back there is really awesome too. I'm a Boathouse person.
And the sliders are good there too. Yeah, you're Homecoming, Ricky?
Yeah, Homecoming, definitely. Yeah. You can't go wrong with fried chicken and pocket biscuits. I mean, that is where the pocket biscuit.
The moonshine, though. Ooh, man. Ah. You know, why do I have to pick?
You know that's why I always have a squeeze bottle every morning when I run, right? I
get my pick. Yeah.
That's some high quality sunshine. H2O. Anyway, Stephanie's got a question here in the live chat. It says, quick question. Have you guys heard whether the resorts will be open to those not staying there when the park's open? I'd love to do some dining quick service at the resorts when we head down in a couple of weeks. Ricky, what have you heard? I don't think so, but what have you heard?
I mean, this could change tomorrow, but as of right now, they are not open to anybody else that's not staying at the resort or that doesn't have a dining reservation, I think.
Yeah, so I think if they had an ADR, they could go, I think. But
yes.
I'm not up to speed on that.
I don't think counter service, not yet. I mean, again, this could change tomorrow because, you know, Disney is opening within the next week. So, I mean, they may open things up a little bit more. But as of recording this, they have not opened it up.
So it'll change by Wednesday.
That's probably, exactly.
Every time. Shout out to Jay and Melissa. They are headed to Vero Beach to celebrate their anniversary, which we were in that wedding. What year was that, Ricky?
Oh, no.
I posted the picture on Patreon. I put Walt Disney World Secret Service because I was in my shades and my full-on tuxedo at Riverside in my room.
2013?
Yeah, 13.
Yes, it was.
Yeah, 11 was.
It was a BR Guest cruise, and I wasn't on that one, so I think it was 13.
Yeah, it was 13. Yes, that's it, because they met in 11 and on that cruise.
Yeah, so, yeah. That's awesome. So happy anniversary, lucky guys. Seven. We love you. So have fun. So jealous. Let's see here. Alfred's got a question. If you can only ride one of these rides, which would you choose? Splash Mountain, Space Mountain, or Big Thunder Mountain? With context, I'm going, I know what you're going to think I said, but I'm going Splash Mountain because A, it's hot right now and I want to get wet for a change, and B, this might be my last ever chance to ride it in its normal, or its current incarnation. So I'm going Splash. Scotty G, what about you?
With context, I want, it's nighttime. Who's ever listening to the show right now? It's nighttime. Just imagine it.
It
nighttime.
Is. Yes, it's night.
So Big Thunder for me. I love Big Thunder at night. It's the best.
With fireworks.
Yeah. Real quick though. Did anybody see, because I think it got pulled down because I retweeted it and it now says this is not available. Did you see the Disney Parks thing? You know how last week they did that 10-hour loop of the Slinky Dog coaster? Did you see that? Like, yeah, it was like a 10-hour loop, but just like the, like, just wavy kind of slinky dog. Today they put out something with Space Mountain with the Star Tunnel.
And
it
just, nice.
I think I figured out just now, right this second, why they took it down.
I know why.
It pulsed. It probably gave people with epilepsy issues because it was like, yep. I didn't even think about that, but it pulsed. Like, I mean, it's what it looks like when you ride the ride, but it was, I guess it was a 10-hour loop.
If it's on repeat, like, oh yeah. My gosh, I was just losing my mind.
I didn't even think about that. I'm like, what was wrong with that? Because like, I retweeted it and I just looked at my timeline. It says this tweet has been removed. And I'm like, what was wrong with that? It was the Star Tunnel. But then, yeah, it was repeating and it was flashing.
Oh, that makes a lot of sense.
That's trippy. Because I put trippy. Because it was weird.
Oh, yeah, that was trippy.
So was the other one. That other one, like, I don't know who's putting these
So did out. You voice tweet it then with that, like, trippy?
Yeah, I should have. I know. I need to get in on that. Oh, yeah. Whatever. Okay, so Ricky, what are you picking? Which mountain?
I mean, right now I think I have to pick Splash because it's going away. So I think that's what I have to go with. Yeah. Easy.
Alrighty, let's see here. Chip wants to know for Scotty G when does Space 220 open?
Hold on, let me look. Yes. It's into the future here.
let's see here. William says, heading to Disney in August. Got all my park reservations, even a reservation at Oga's. I have not been able to reserve a time for Savvy's workshop. Any idea when or if that might become available? Ricky, do a Jedi mind trick.
So as of right now, Savvy's is not open. You can make a droid at the Droid Depot. But I'm going to say, given the very close proximity that is in Savvy's workshop, because I've built a lightsaber before, it's extremely tight in there. And I mean, yes, there's a way to kind of social distance the guests, but the cast member who has to assist and everything like that, there's not a great way to social distance with that. So,
dude, the force, but you have the force in there. Like, the force, right? The force trumps all viruses, I think.
Yeah. They can't really put up plexiglass in front of you. I mean, it's just
the force, it's the physical incarnation of the force.
Yeah, exactly. So, I'm gonna say it's probably gonna be a while before you're gonna be able to make a lightsaber. Just gonna throw that out there. Sorry.
All right. Rachel says, first time listening live. Just wanted to say hello and that I miss Disney. Yes, we do. Trust me. We've been talking about that all day. Your podcast episodes are keeping the magic alive for me. I've truly enjoyed every one. So thanks, Rachel. That was awesome. Lara's got a question. If you were planning a trip for mid or late 2021, would you use past calendar patterns as a guide? What are your thoughts on if schedules will be more back to normal by then? For example, typical days for parties, extra magic hours, after hours events. If we only had a crystal ball. That is exactly the last sentence is exactly right. I mean, the way I look at this, because I get this question from guests from time to time over the past, you know, few months, is like, what else can we look at? I mean, you know, you use patterns, you look and see what Disney's done in the past, but just know that we are, everything has been so screwed up at this point that things could come back and be, you know, the parties could have been, you know, Mickey's Not So Scary could have been, for example, on Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Sundays. And then Disney just decides all of a sudden they're going to do it on Wednesdays, Fridays, and Saturdays for some reason, because it makes sense to, because this is a chance for a total reset for everything if they ever want to do it, because they've never had, you know, this is like starting from scratch, and it's actually happening later this week. I mean, with the parks reopening. So I mean, Scott, say you're planning something. I mean, you are somebody, because like, I know when I was swamped, you know, we were worried about theme park reservations for marathon weekend. I'm like, dude, here's my login. Get me whatever you have. I don't care. So you're my travel agent. You take care of that stuff for me. So in your very detail, like, you know, you'll look at things, you critically look at things. So how would you assess somebody trying to plan a vacation for mid 2021 at this point?
Well, I think in the question said, would you use past calendar patterns? And I would not. One thing we always talk about, like the off season, how there used to be an off season and how there really isn't anymore. I think there will be an off season. I think parents are going to not want to pull kids out of school, because I don't know what schools are going to do. I think schools are going to play a huge factor.
That's true.
In what happens in the future. So what used to, like in recent time, like October was just a madhouse, like with food and wine, all the festivals and stuff. But maybe that's back to a normal time because people aren't pulling kids out of school. Like, I don't know. It's so up in the air. And I think 2021 is still going to be a really tough year for Disney. Like, we have no crystal ball, but I think what they're really shooting for is just for a wash pretty much in 2021, and then in 2022, like start back fresh is what I think. But
well, too, when you think about it, you brought up a great point about school, because Walt Disney World is primary, not all, but I mean, a lot of families go there and they try to go when school is out. That's why it's more expensive to go over Christmas and summer and times like that, because it's easier. But I mean, think about this, and I didn't think about this till you just brought that up. I mean, what if a majority of districts go to distance learning? I mean, you know, I remember when this whole thing started, and Scott, because you texted me, this was like in March. I mean, beginning of March, you're like, man, I think they're sending us home from work to work remotely. I'm going to Florida. Yeah. He's like, because I mean, I can work at the beach. I'm like, dude, you might not get back to Michigan. That sounds awesome. Let me know how it goes. You know, because I didn't know like what was going on with the airlines. It was so uncertain. But I mean, you know, traditional school in 2021 could look very different. But then again, you got to think about it. If schools are in 2021, in fact, going to distance learning, that means the situation probably hasn't improved very much in most places of the country, too.
Yeah, you kind of almost went the opposite of what I was thinking. I was like, less people would go because of whatever schooling is going to happen. But it could be the opposite. Like, well, it's distance learning. They could just do the assignments in the hotel room or whatever at the resort, and then we'll go have fun. And then they're not getting marked for an absence or anything. Yeah. Like, so it could go both ways. And then it'd be really hard to predict.
Yeah. And for Amy, I guess she's a teacher. She says, don't you say distance learning. I know my wife is upstairs. She's saying the same thing. So I got to whisper, no distance learning. We don't want that. I know it's a pain in the butt. I get it. So, I mean, Ricky, because you lay out these calendars, you look at stuff for touring plans, you know, you're looking at this stuff more critically. So what would you do?
I mean, it really is just such a query. I mean, we really don't know how things are going to go, especially right now, because look, as of this recording, the parks aren't open yet. They're opening this week. Well, beginning of next week, I guess I should say, but you know, we still don't know what the patterns are going to be like for the parks right now. So we really have to learn how the patterns are going to be right now and then go from there and see how they're going to be in the future. I agree with Scott. You don't really know how, you know, things like distance learning are going to impact, you know, people's ability to take their vacations. He's exactly right. You could absolutely, if you have a work from home situation and a distance learning situation, you could be on vacation, do your stuff in the morning, and then head to the parks in the afternoon and evening. And
especially if you have a very independent kid, like I know Emily is, you know, Mallory, you know, if there's somebody.
What about the teachers though? Now the teachers don't have just summertime. They can go in November or October.
No way, dude. These teachers are working way harder with distance learning. They're gonna have time to do both. But the kids would, because the kids can honestly get through it, especially bright kids. They can get the required work done that in a school day takes 8 hours. They could probably get it done in 90 minutes, 2 hours.
Absolutely. We have our old pastor's son. He and Brian will go out because Brian doesn't have Brian doesn't have a job right now. And the kid learns in an hour and a half. He does his learning and he's done. And so he's got the rest of his day. So his mom was like, hey, will you take him and go and do this with him today? Or take him on a hike or, you know, whatever. And so Brian's been doing that. But it's because he's so bright and can get through that quickly. I mean, really quickly, that they're looking for other things for him to do during the day. So, you know, I absolutely understand where you're coming from on that.
Yeah, I mean, the thing with the pandemic is obviously beyond the safety of everybody, because that's paramount. That's what everybody's worried about. But, you know, with all the circumstances changing, it does offer a lot of challenges to a lot of people, but it also offers opportunity to others, you know. So if you have a bright child that is in a distance learning situation, you're right. I mean, you could go and, you know, say you've never gone, you know, like early October or like late September, you know, this could be the time to go because you're probably going to get a good discount. Like Scott said, I mean, Disney's going to do what they can to fill the rooms, but I think they're going to be realistic in that, you know, the typical family that travels, or the typical couple that travels, or the typical single that travels is looking for stability, because you got to have stability not only in air flights, you know, and in your flight down there, but also your economic position, you know, that your job is stable, that you have this extra income that you have to do something like a vacation at Disney. So I think there's just so many variables right now up in the air that we just don't know. But it could be, you know, say you have a business that has flourished during the pandemic, you know, and your kids in distance learning, you know, that's, you know, hey, if you've never stayed at the Grand Floridian, now's the time, you know?
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, you know, to answer the question back though, to go back a little bit, you know, I think that we'll have a better idea as we go into the fall and the winter, and we'll see kind of what happens with coronavirus as far as how things will look in 2021. Right now, you know, look at how much we've learned about coronavirus since we found out about the pandemic. And then now, you know, and then, you know, 6 months later, I mean, that, look at how much we'll have learned. So I think that hopefully we'll be in a better place next, you know, and by 2021. And, you know, that things will start to look up and we can maybe go off of the regular patterns that we had seen from, you know, the years past. Yes, that's, I think, what we all can hope for is that, you know, we can get that sense of normalcy back, you know, that things will be just as much similar as it was, you know, before all this happened.
Yeah, I was kind of getting in a rut with everything because, you know, like as somebody who's done this for 10 years with book and travel, you know, it's like, okay, now it's free dining season. Now it's Halloween party season. Now it's Christmas party season. Now it's the new year. You know, you're booking the next year's packages and it's crazy. And you get into these cycles like with any job. I mean, you know, like Brian does his end of the month stuff and, you know, you can't do things that, you know, like it's always like, oh man, I'm, you know, I'm such in a rut. I want to be back in that rut so bad right now. God, just put me back. I'll never. Yes, I will never say that again. So, and then Rachel says, distance learning aboard a Skyliner. Yes. Yeah, for the kid. Yeah. If your lesson takes two, you know, 8 minutes from pop to the studios, yeah, it'd be awesome. Let's see here. And
Mark, just gotta get stuck.
Oh, God, don't say it. Remember when that was our biggest worry?
Yeah, exactly. Right now, I'll be happy if I could, you know, be stuck on a Skyliner. Oh my gosh, remember when everybody was freaking out about how hot they'd be? Look at that, man.
It's so funny to look back over the past like 2 or 3 years, like what was our biggest problem? Like the Skyliner was it.
Oh my gosh, that's so funny. You got all the questions we had about the Skyliner.
Laura says, thanks for your thoughts on my question. Even though we don't have crystal ball, I love you guys so much. I listen to you every morning on my way to work and you make my drive so much better. Stay safe. Love from Houston, Texas. Thanks, Laura. And you guys be safe down in Houston because I know it's becoming a hot spot.
It was a good question. We ended up going down like a weird rabbit hole.
Yes. We're getting the teachers. We're giving the teachers cold chills.
Podcast going down.
Always thinking about the teachers. We love our teachers.
Oh, God. We love the teachers. I know how hard they work. All right. Last question of the day. Actually, I think it's a follow up. And Scott, I think you've done this one. It's Running Roots. It's from Den Hayes in Marana, Arizona. Hey, Mike. You were listing Running Roots on the last listener episode, or questions episode. You didn't mention the path from Old Key West to Disney Springs along the river that you can link up with Saratoga Springs by the Rainforest Cafe, where you can loop around and churn by the Treehouse Villas. Cross the bridge there and you're back on the path to Old Key West. It's been a while since I ran this, but I think I made this stretch to almost 5 miles. No traffic, no roads, and sidewalks in Saratoga Springs. Thanks, Den. Have you ever run that one, Scott?
I haven't connected like Old Key West to Saratoga. So I've run both of those separately. I've never thought about connecting them though. That sounds good. That's a nice distance right there too. I love running Saratoga. That was the most recent one out of the two that I've ran. And I was so excited. Like, you know what? I'm going to wake up early. I'm going to run to Disney Springs. I'm going to run through Disney Springs. And to my surprise, there was a sign on the bridge that said,
I know. I got turned away when I was down there last year for Summit, when we were staying in the Disney Springs Hotel. I stupidly ran down the main, because I ran from the hotel, you know, the B way down at the end of the Hotel Boulevard, Plaza Boulevard, down to Saratoga. And I ran in like the main gate, you know, like where the security shack is. Like, you stay in here? I'm like, no, I just want to run around. Nope, can't run around here if you're not staying here. So I went back out and then went around the corner. There's a sidewalk that goes right into Disney Springs, or Saratoga on the side from Disney Springs. So I ran through there. I know, I was bad. But I ran through there. But I have run. Remember that time we stayed in the two bedroom a few summers ago? That was one of the best trips ever, by the way. But I found a place to run. I just ran around the whole Old Key West Resort. And then I know you're not supposed to do this, but I ran on the cart path along the golf course for only like two holes. But then it connected to some part. It, I think it did go to Disney Springs. Like, you're out in the middle. It seems like you're out in the middle of nowhere for a few, like for maybe a mile. And I guess that was going to Disney Springs. I remember because I was like,
"Where?" Yeah, well, because remember when we played the golf course, that first hole is like right there at Disney Springs, pretty much.
Yes.
Remember, like, I was aiming towards some groundskeepers on my first shot, and they were like scared for their life.
I were like, if you're aiming at them, they're safe.
Pretty much. You and Steve can attest to that.
Oh my gosh, I'll have to put that video up. You smoke in the villa. Yes.
Those are kind of underrated running courses. I mean, Old Key West is kind of weird because you got to go through so many of the villas. Mm-hmm. You do like a lot of like turning around, but I really like running there.
Yeah, I ran around the parking lots, just on the sidewalks. But Old Key West is just, I love it. It wasn't the best place to run, but I mean, if you're like, cause I got up super early in the morning, so it was just fun to run on the sidewalks and just, you know, around the little parking lots by the quiet pools and, you know, stuff like that. I love Old Key West. Oh, I wish I was there right now. All right, so that is it for today's show. So we are going to get out of here. We'll be back again on Friday. Now, Friday, we're going to summer school. Because listener Lauren sent us a 12-question quiz about Disney attractions and shows and, you know, rides and so forth. Now, this isn't like a question of which ride was built in 1977. It's not that.
Goodness.
No, I know. It's going to be more of like which of the like name, and you can't reuse the attraction. So what's one thing that made you fall in love with Disney? What ride do you hate the most? What ride do you, you know, this kind of thing. So we want you to play kind of along with us. It's a good Friday show, kind of something to kick off the weekend. So come on back for that. But don't forget today's show brought to you by the great folks over at the Magic for Less Travel. When it comes time for your next Walt Disney World vacation, and I'm telling you, we are booking these 2021 packages like crazy. Just drop by the Magic for Less. They have great trip planning tools. They have great resort guides. They get you started. And while you're there, just fill out that free quote form. There's a button everywhere on the site. Just go in there, put as much information as you can. And if you mention the show, you and I are going to be working together to plan the next Disney vacation together. So check them out today. Support the folks who support us over at themagicforless.com. Please also use our Amazon affiliate link, brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. You get all your Prime benefits, cost you nothing extra, and every purchase helps support the show. So please bookmark it and use it often. brguestpodcast.com. And finally, if you want some more fun, come on over on Patreon, patreon.com/brguestpodcast. Lots of photos from the old days, stuff that's never been on social media, polls, discussions, and even a mini podcast called Mike in the Midwest. And I talked about my 4th of July memories last week. This week, it's the sounds of summer in the Midwest. We're going to talk about that. It's really kind of a dumb podcast, but it's, you know, it's, if I ever die, I can pass that one down to the kids. You know, this is what it was like growing up when Mike was young. You know, Ricky, like, this is the stuff of your childhood, too, because same hood. I've talked about Bangor Park, the old tank. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, that tank was terrifying.
Dude, I fell off it and almost died. I knocked my wind out one time.
Oh, my gosh. Yes. Like, seriously. I don't know why we thought it was a great idea, or our parents.
I love that tank.
Great idea to like climb a tank and like literally climb it and, you know, stand on top of it. And I don't know why they thought it was a great idea, but we all did it. That was what we did.
And I talked about how I rode my bike down those stairs at Bangor Park from up at the observation area. You know, like where you could go up the top where you could look down on the pool. And it was like 20 steps, like straight down. Yes, we rode our bikes down that thing. It was like Evel Knievel.
That seems like a terrible idea.
You don't know
idea.
Who that is. But anyway. Yeah. So anyway, that's, you get all that kind of nonsense over at patreon.com/BRGuestPodcast. Give us a follow on social media, Instagram and Twitter, @BRGuestMike, @BRGuestPod, and facebook.com/BOurGuestPodcast. All right, hang in there. We'll be back again on Friday. So for Ricky and Scott, I'm Mike, wishing you a great Wednesday. It's time to head back to work, and we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at brguestpodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.